There's Jews who are Blau Shlita, there's Jews who are Kohen Shlita. The Potiker Rav, Zechat Tzadik Lebrocha, was a great Rav, Talmud Chacham, in Lower East Side. Has a Sefer on Chumash called the Beis Aron. And in that Sefer, he asks three kashas on the Parshios. The first kasha he asks is, why is the Metzorah Mechuyev to leave all three Machanas? We don't find that usually by someone who's Tomei Meis, or someone's Tomei doesn't have to leave all three Machanas. We only have that by a Metzorah. And the second kasha he asks is, why does a Kohen, is a Kohen the only one that can paskin on him? Why can't it be another Talmud Chacham, a great Talmud Chacham from another Shvat? And why Dafka Kohen? And number three, he asks, why is it that if he has saras all over his body, is that the din is that he's tahora? We also could add on, the Medrash says, and he says it later on, there's a Medrash that says, Zos tia Torah samasora b'havyosun tehei, should be in the state of the Mitzorah. What does that mean? So he develops this mahalach that according to the Ramban al Torah in our Parsha, only if Klal Yisrael is in a high madrega, that were very strong in your Shemayim and Shlemus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to such a person, and Saras can be put on his body, his clothes, or his home. And if we're on that high madrega, Hashem speaks to us in a very clear way, and God forbid, gives a person this onish. But as Rashi quotes later, for Lagabi Nigibatim, it'll be a Besorah Tova, because we could find gold and riches there, because we are on a high level, and we made a mistake, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through these onshim, and good things will come out of it. But it could very well be that the person is engaging these aveiros, as the Gemara says in Erkin, there are seven aveiros that cause saras, but the most famous one we know is Lashon Hara. And what does Lashon Hara come from? It comes from a lack of authenticity and a person being a true person, a person that's not tocho kibaro. A person speaks badly to a person behind his back, and to him he speaks, you know, very nicely, and he slanders him quietly, secretly, and he's not tocho kibaro. The Gemara says any Talmud Chacham that's not tocho kibaro is not a Talmud Chacham. And the Rambam applies it in Hilchos Deis to any human being. That if you're not tocho kibaro, you can't be echad bepecha belev. You have to be a person that is not from tzivonim. Tzivonim means a person that's a phony. Yanai HaMelech said that to his wife, to Gemara Ezen Sota on Daf Chof Beis. He said, be very careful of the tzivonim, people that are phonies. So we as B'nai Yeshiva and B'nai Torah have to strive and work on this mitzvah of being tocho kibaro. And that is why a person's lacking in this emes, that you can really answer all these three kashas, because someone that is yatzim yishalosh machanis is causing him pirud, causing him machlaikis. The Gemara has in the Nedarim that a metzora is dino kemes, because he can't be around people to do gimelus chasadim, so he has to be alone. The reason why he has to be alone, because he's a broyus machin, he causes these machlaikisim, and he's not so going to live with people. And therefore we banish him from all three machanas. Because he's got to be able to look at himself and say, you have to what? Reorient yourself. You have to become authentic. You have to look yourself in the mirror and realize what you're supposed to try to be. And only Kohanim can paskin on such a person. Because Kohanim are Oiv Sholem, Verodiv Sholem. It can't be Stama Talmud Chacham. It has to be a person that is ingrained in this notion that when you meet the person, you know who he is. You know who's standing in front of you. There's not always something in the background. There's not always something that's going to come from the side. You know what you get. You know your tocho kibaro. And only Kohanim can paskin on this. To be able to tell this person, you need to change your life. You need to be a person that, you know, doesn't, you know, tell secrets about the person. And, you know, is political in this situation, and, you know, is phony in this situation. But you have to be tocho kibaro. And only the Kohanim can do this and paskin up and tell the Mesorah this. And that is why someone who has Rachmana Litzlan Saras all over his body is not Saras, because he's not faking anything. He's not hiding anything. It's all over him. It's right there. And therefore, that's not the malady of Saras. That's not what it is. The male leaves ratz, it's on a part of his body, we can't see it. He hides it. He doesn't show it to people. And therefore, if it's all over him and it's right there, that's not this machal of tzaras. And that's why bedavka, if it's all over him, he's taka tahora. And that's the stress of the medrash, bav yason tehe. What is bav yason tehe? Be in your state, meaning be yourself. Be tocho kibaro. And that'll be the process of taras amasora. Zos taras amasora bav yason tehe. What does this mean? This is the state of being in the state of the tzaras. I mean, this is the state of the ofen of a fool. That if you be like you're supposed to be who you are. If you be who you are and you're an emes person and you're tocho kibaro, then that'll be the refuah to your makkah. And therefore, you'll become a better person. So this notion of emes is something we have to work on all the time. It has so many manifestations. It has manifestations in stealing. You know, we're coming towards finals and the notion of being an emes person about cheating. You know, a person that is engaged in sheker. The Rambam, if anyone gets a chance, there's an unbelievable Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos in Kalim. It's in Pirkei Bei's Mishnah Zion. If you ever get a chance, I don't know any Rambams in the Mishnayos in Kalim, but this is the only one I think I know. And the Rambam says, he's talking here about stealing from even non-Jews, which is Osir. And then he talks about mini haramos va'onos va'kifin shal ovde kochavim amru asa lignos das prius filo daito shal ovde kochavim and koshkim v'davar shiachol ovde chil Hashem shesel chet gadol v'hagal la'adam tchunos ros. It's a terrible thing for his persona to be a cheat and a liar and a tricker. Ve'lo aros kulon asher bir Hashem yisbarach shu yitayev osam. The Eibishter says they're an abomination. They're a toeva, zok the Rambam. The yitav osom. It's an abomination, anyone who engages in this. Amar kitoav as Hashem elokecha, kol osa ela, kol osa obla, kvar yatsu mechunasenu, hinei, avaner shenan roi, shashmatim menu, vashuv lekvadas ha-mesechli. He says, I know I went off on a tangent from Meseches Kalim, which deals with Tumah Vitara, but I feel like I have to. It's an unbelievable Rambam. Pirkei Bei's Mishnah Zion. It's a toeva. Toeva, you can't get worse than that. To be a cheater and to be a liar. And it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if you're the only guy who's not going to do it. It's not an issue. It's not something that, you know, it doesn't make any difference what people are doing around you. You have to look yourself in the mirror. You have to get up in the morning and answer to the Eibishter. Are you tocho kibaro? And it doesn't make a difference. And if you need to make siyagim for it, make siyagim for it. It doesn't make a difference. You have to be emes. And it's unacceptable as a ben Torah. And if you work on this in your age, it'll always be with you that you'll be an emes person. But if you don't, this is the training ground. It could stick with you in a negative way. And the Rambam says, often or in the Paris of Mishnah, he said he had to go off on a tangent. And he says he's going to come back to the Masechta. The tangent is that what if you are a person engaged in cheating, you're a toeva to the Eibishter. Not mincing any words. That's what the Rambam says. So what we said is if you're not an emes person, you engage in lashon hara, and you know you're a phony to one person, and you say one thing to one guy, another to another guy, and it has manifestations. I said in stealing and dealing with Beirag Mechavero. You know what else it also has? We say every morning, part of your Shemayim is La'olam Ye'odom, your Shemayim is Seser V'galui U'moda Ala Emes. Part of your Shemayim is being Moda Ala Emes. If you get in a fight with someone, Rav Simon Shlita has in a Sefer, and you're proven wrong. So the one of three ways you could treat it. You could treat it as if you won't admit you're wrong. You still say you're right, when even though objectively you're wrong. Number two, you can admit that you're wrong, but you're burning up inside. I can't believe this. I'm admitting to this guy. And number three, you can be like Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Vayitav Be'enav, who's happy about admitting. When he got into the debate with Aaron, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, there's a special heter that an onen normally can't eat kachim, But he says in this situation, with Chanukah Mishkan, you can eat the three korbanos. So Aaron said, there's no heter to eat the korbanos, only by the korbanos shah, but the korbanos ledoros, the sar, rosh chodesh, were not allowed to eat. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right. And not only did he say, you're right, he said publicly that Aaron was right, I made a mistake, the Medrash says, and he was mod al emes, and he was happy about it. Because Moshe Emes was so Russell Emes. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is, our Rebbe. The highest level. He's the greatest Navi ever was, ever will be. The Rambam writes in Yud Gimel Ikarim. We have to believe that. If you don't believe that, I'll be cursed. Because he was Emes. Do you know, if you think about it for a moment, the stakes were high. You can make all the cheshbonos. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu probably was pulling to myself, you know, if I come forward and say I'm wrong, maybe people say other dinim in the Torah are wrong. How high can you get? The stakes aren't higher than that. People might start ding zaching on dinim in the Torah. Make all these chesbonos. No, Moshe Rabbeinu says, absolutely not. I was wrong. I'm going to come forward. I'm mod al emes. And he was happy about it. And, the Gemara has nevom is mutl l'shanes b'nei shalom. You know, mitzvah l'shanes b'nei shalom. Sometimes it's mutter to fib. Sometimes even a mitzvah. That's only because of shalom. This you thought, oh, maybe there's a heter of shalom. No way. Moshe Rabbeinu is not willing to go with that heter, and he refuses to go with that heter, and he's mod al emes that he's wrong, and he's happy about it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is. You know, there are so many stories about how we have to be mod al emes. You know, Reb Chaim, you know, people had tainus and Reb Chaim is a Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. You know, he married the Netziv's granddaughter, and he developed this whole new derech in learning. So there were Gedol Yisrael that, you know, people had tainus on Reb Chaim. So there were three Gedol Yisrael wanted to come here a shir from Reb Chaim, and they would decide whether he was zecha to this post. And he said this shir klali, beautiful shir klali nevamis. And in the middle of shir klali, the whole shtukal Torah was against the Ram and the Perish Mishnais. And he closed the mesechta and he sat down. And everyone said, oh no, that's it. What's going to be with Reb Chaim? So the three Gedol Yisrael said, you know what? Reb Chaim is zeicher to this post and he should be matzliach and should continue to have siyata d'shmaya because he was moed al emes. And if you're moed al emes, you know, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. He wants us to be Tocho Kibaro. You know, Rav Shechter Shlita always tells us about the Rav, how the Rav would say, you know, come in to Shir one day and say, everything I said yesterday was not right. And someone once told me that the Rav had a bunch of notes, I guess a Mahalach, and in the middle of Shir, I guess he had a Kash on it. So he took out his pen and he drew a big X on the notebook. Because it wasn't Oskahalm. I remember once in Shir and Rav Shechter Shlita Shir, we were doing a very tough Rashba on Shabbos, the Suga Be'ezotza, the Meishan, and Shabbos Taf Sariches. And I remember we were working on this Rashba, and then the next day he came in, he said, the Pshat we said yesterday was not correct. The old Pshat that we're going to say today was a correct Pshat, a new Pshat. A person has to be ingrained, the mod al emes, not just in the Beis Medrash, but everything you deal with. You have to be a person that is Tocho Kibaro. When people meet you, you know, they like I said, like I mentioned before, they have to, you have to receive what you are right away. You know, they say a story also about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a great Baal Musar, but he also was a Goyin Olam. And he was once saying a shir once in Lomdus, and someone asked him a kasha. And he stood there for 5 minutes, and and then he walked off the beam. He said he doesn't have a teretz to the kasha. So the Talmidim asked him, what were you thinking in those 5 minutes? So he said, I had a few terutzim, 4 or 5 terutzim. And not only did I have 4 or 5 terutzim, I'm thinking to myself, you know, all the musr that I've given, and I've been mashpia on Talmidim, if I don't front for this kasha, maybe that might, you know, put in jeopardy all the musr that I've given, all the ashpa that I've had. Maybe people won't take it seriously. So maybe that's a chizuk to me. I should give these terutzim. He said, you know what? It's not true. I was giving musar to myself that I have to be moed al emes all the time. And, you know, he didn't make any cheshbonos. They say a similar story about Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. You know, when Rav Yonah Mirtzbach Zatzal, he was the Nasi of Kol Torah, They wanted to hire Shlomo Zalman to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and they asked him a few kashas, and he was answering all the kashas. Then Rabbi Yehuda Mertzbach asked him a kasha, and Shlomo Zalman said, "I don't know." And he left the meeting, and he came home to his wife. Shlomo Zalman said, "You know, I don't think I got the job, because Rabbi Yehuda asked me a kasha, and I couldn't answer it." And told Kadeh that he's telling his wife that he doesn't think he got the job. Rabbi Yonah knocks at his door and says, "You know, you've been elected bepeched unanimously to become the Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Torah in Yerushalayim." And Kachi was for 50 years with great Siyat Dishmaya, he's mashpia and thousands of Talmidim. And he said, "We decided, and I decided at that point when you said, 'I don't know,' right away, we knew you were the person to be selected, because he had no qualms about Imod Al Emes, that he didn't know how to answer the kasha." And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "I had a few terutzim, but I knew in the end of the day they weren't good terutzim. So I said, 'I don't know.'" And that's the madrega of striving to be Imod Al Emes we should be. You know, the Mishnah says in Avos, there's shiva dvarim that are said about a chacham and shiva dvarim that are said about a golem. We all know what a golem is. Golem literally is a mold. And the Rabbi Yonah says, you know, one of the seven things is modal emes. So emes has to be part of your personality. We talked about, God forbid, not stealing, not being engaged in lashon hara, not being a person that's a cheater, and being emes with yourself. You know, come towards finals, you know, there's some fellows that are more talented than others in certain courses. And if they help the other guys out, they might not do good in the course, because they might not study well enough. But so you got to use a balance. You don't have to hide in your room away from everyone, that you know you won't have to help anyone. So I'm not saying you have to spend 100% of your time to help everyone, but you got to be emes with yourself. Can you get up in the mirror and say, "You know what? No one found me. I'm going to get 100. Everyone else is going to get an 80. You know, finals is a stressful time, but you can use it as a time of development and maturity. And as a Bentarian, working on this meat of emes in so many levels, And ingrain it to be part of you. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You know, we're in the midst of the Omer. You know, there are 49 days in the Omer. And there are 49 Shari Tumah. You know, the Shtei Alechem is made of wheat. And the Shavuos Korban. And the Omer is made of barley on the second day of Pesach. And it's no coincidence the Gemara has that Chit is Michael Adam. And barley is Michael Behema. 49 days of the Omer. 49 Shari Tumah. Every day you're supposed to develop and get rid of a Shari Tumah. Every day, because we went from spiritual behemoths. If we would have been in the 50th level of Tumah, we would have been destroyed. Every day you're supposed to eradicate a Shari Tumah to reach the Madrega of Kabbalah Satira. And that means we're supposed to be working. And it's hard to have finals during Sfira. Fakir, use it in a good way. Use it in a way that you can develop and work on this meat of emes, because it's emes, Moshe emes, v'soras emes. It's like zichru tayrus Moshe avdi. Because we all have to be anshe emes. We have to be people that are Kodesh Baruch. That's Kodesh Baruch's signature. You know, it says v'halachta bedrochav. We want to imitate Hashem's ways. Hashem's essence is emes. The whole essence of Hashem in the Torah, Hashem v'yarei sechadu. Right, Reb Chaim Volozhin, Reb Shechter Shlita, always masmos the Yamshel Shlomo, that if someone takes a gun to my head and says, "I want you to say this week on Shabbos in the drasha, the ham is kosher," I have to let myself be killed. If he takes a gun to my head, I have to let myself be killed. If I don't say it, he's going to kill me. I have to let myself be killed. Why? It's not one of the Gimel Averis. It is one of the Gimel Averis. It's a subcategory of what is Zara. Because if I falsify the Torah, that's tantamount to Avodah Zara. Reb Moshe Elds, we don't paskin like the Yamshel Shlomo, but the lomdus in the Yamshel Shlomo is this Reb Chaim Volozhin, because Hashem and the Torah are one, it is emes. And we have to imitate Hashem's ways. Hashem is kulo emes. We have to be kulo emes. And that's part of the aspiration that we have, and that's the Musar Haskel of the Mitzorah. The Mitzorah was Tzivonim. It was Echad B'Pev, Echad B'Lev. It was not Tocha Kibaro. The Kohanim give him that stark Musar. We banish him from all the Sholosh Machanas. And if he has it all over his body, he's not engaging in that. It's not Saras. Because he's not hiding it. It's not Sheker. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Koiches that we become Tzadikim and the best of our ability in this meat of Emes, and that we run so far away from that phrase that the Rambam writes, that it's Tov as Hashem, one who engages in Sheker. Everyone have a good evening. Good to see you.